Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
We all know that AI is set to transform our lives, but few of us are in a position to leverage it for their companies, especially if they are SMEs. This week, as part of Local Enterprise Week, Google is getting together with Enterprise Ireland and the local enterprise offices to create a new scheme called AI Works for Ireland in order to foster training and supports for startups and scale-ups here. And Vanessa Hartley is the head of Google Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Joe.
What is AI Works for Ireland?
Well, as you just articulated, Joe, we are bringing together with the enterprise, Enterprise Ireland and the local enterprise offices, a format which we'll be able to roll out to every town and every city across the country to be able to put the skills and the tools in every SME's hands. Now, the reality is that every CEO I talk to and every founder, and looking at the research that we launched today, we know that skills is actually the number one ask that they have, because AI is an extraordinarily exciting technology. Everyone's very optimistic about it, but in reality, we're only at the very start. Well, Irish businesses, Joe, are actually extremely excited about it. They see about two-thirds of them see it actually as playing a core role in the growth of their businesses this year and into the future. But we've got to make sure that we give everybody access to the skills and the tools that will help them use it for their benefit.
What does that mean? Does that mean if an SME comes in to the LEO, the local enterprise office, said, I'm really underdeveloped on the AI side, can I work with Google and get some free training? Is that how it works?
That's exactly right.
Right.
So over the course of the next 9 months, we will be training up 10,000 Irish small to medium enterprises on AI. Now, we've been doing that with Enterprise Ireland and the local enterprise offices for the last 10 years on digital skills. Mm. And we've actually trained 265,000 businesses on digital skills. But now it's time to turn to AI.
Right. And you're putting some money, you're setting aside some money, I presume.
That's right. Yes.
Would it not be an idea if someone like Google, which has his fingertips all throughout the Irish enterprise network, to be a kind of a venture capitalist, to invest in startups and scale-ups, given the amount of money that the company earns in Ireland? Like, by my calculation, it was €500,000 per hour in 2024. Would you guys not like to invest in some startups and scale-ups here as a venture capitalist?
Well, we actually work in partnership with many, many state organisations. Joe, Enterprise Ireland, as I outlined, for the last 10 years. We've also been doing a lot of work with Scale Ireland, working on making sure that we bring their programmes across the country as well. So right now our focus is on supporting all Irish businesses with skilling.
Yeah, okay. How's business?
I mean, look, these are really uncertain times, Joe, as we can see, and we can see...
You saw data centres being bombed in the Middle East as well.
I know.
Will that affect you guys?
Well, right now our priority is on the safety and security of our teams across all of our offices in that area. Mm. We have data centres all over the world, but right now we're really focused on our teams in the area. But look, this AI moment is extraordinary, and it's powering all of our network. It's powering all of our advertising solutions for customers, our cloud solutions. So again, we're really enthusiastic and optimistic about what it's going to bring, and particularly for Irish businesses.
There's talk about, and you certainly won't be able to answer this, about Apple phones taking on Gemini, your AI model, into its phones. That could be very interesting, couldn't it? Could that be very profitable for you guys?
Well, we are the technology is using.
Yeah.
And so you see that with a lot of the decisions that a lot of our tech peers are using to work with Google Gemini. Mm. And again, look, we're really excited to get these tools into everyone's hands. And iPhone as well as our Pixel phones are actually used across the world. So again, it means that our AI can get into the hands of everyone across the world.
You've seen, I'm sure, over the last few weeks, there's been quite a few sectors affected by fear of AI. We've seen the SaaS sector, for example. We've seen companies like Charles Schwab lose a lot of money because suddenly the market participants suspect that AI is going to wipe the floor with these industries. What do you think?
I mean, it's indisputable that jobs will change. It's indisputable that, you know, tasks will go away and new tasks will emerge. Speaking specifically about SaaS, I was at the Scale Ireland event in Cork very recently, and actually two SaaS providers based in Cork, Keelvar and Teamwork.
Just to say, this is software as a service.
Yes. were Kilvar and Teamwork were actually talking about how AI has actually revolutionised their businesses and how actually they are working across the world with different businesses. And these are two SaaS businesses built and founded in Cork. Mm. So again, to your point, there definitely will be change, Joe, but that is why skilling right now is so absolutely critical. I actually believe Ireland is in a really good place as we face into this AI change. We're extraordinarily educated as a workforce. We're extraordinarily adaptable as a workforce.
But do our graduates have the right type of degrees and qualifications?
Right now we do. And this is why Google continues to invest in Ireland. This access to extraordinarily educated workforce. Mm. And also, again, you know, really thinking about how we can take on these new skills as AI brings about.
When you heard these reports, Vanessa, about Ireland being utterly dependent on a small coterie of mostly American companies, many of them tech companies, they're never named, but almost certainly includes you guys. What goes through your head? Do you say, I really don't need this publicity? Or what goes through your head when you hear these reports?
I mean, Joe, I've worked in Irish businesses. Before I joined Google 12 years ago, I've worked in Irish businesses for many, many years. And I think we need to not look at this as FDI or Irish business. I think we need to look at it as both. Mm. You know, Google is here in Ireland. We employ 6,000 people. We are deeply embedded here in Ireland.
And you've transformed Barrow Street.
We've transformed Barrow Street. We've also transformed all of the suppliers and the partners that we work with beyond Barrow Street. I think if you think about it, 6,000 people now, every single function in Google globally is based here in Ireland. We are a global centre of engineering excellence, a global finance centre of excellence. We have the largest business organisation in the world based here. And our safety engineering centre for the world is based here in Ireland. So EU headquarters continue. And so I think about it not as it's either FDI or it's Irish businesses. We have to work together. Ireland is a small, open economy. And why would we not work together to bring the very best for Ireland? And so again, this is why we partner as Google with Enterprise Ireland and many other partnerships so that we make sure that we bring the very best to the country. So it can't be neither or. We're simply too small for that conversation.
Google's ad business is a little bit under scrutiny, and I know the Commission is looking at this. Is there fair competition out there?
I would, as somebody who works with 1.8 million businesses every day from Barrow Street, let me tell you, the competition has never, ever been stronger. We see it in our large language models. So think about the large language models that we would compete against.
Mm-hmm. But including also Claude or ChatGPT or Lemistral.
All of those. And then you think about in our advertising solutions, it's never been more competitive. But we believe that our solutions are the ones that provide the most return for customers. And that's why customers keep coming back to work with us.
Why are you guys always in trouble with the European Commission and Commissioner Neumann?
I don't think we're in trouble with Commissioner Neumann. In fact, we have a very productive relationship with Commissioner Neumann. It's actually really important that we have really strong Irish regulators based in Ireland, on the base in particular as we move into the AI world. Eight out of the nine model providers are here in Ireland. So strong regulators are really, really important. And again, Commissioner Neumann is a strong regulator. We need that for online safety, and we need that to ensure the safety of our industry.
You didn't mention the Commission, and you are in trouble with them. They've slapped quite a few big fines on you guys. By my calculation, something like $3 billion since 2020.
Well, I mean, Joe, we also know that there's over 100 open regulatory files online on safety. And, you know, you don't have to look to technology companies to point to this. Look to the Draghi report, which talks to how regulation is impacting competitiveness. And so, in reality, you know, we continue to work with the EU Commission, but in reality, 100 open files is a lot to work with.
Just to go back to our topic about community kind of support for SMEs, if they want to get help from Google, do they go to the Leo first or to you guys?
Well, we have a nationwide roadshow, so it's starting here in Dublin today. Mm-hmm. It's then going to Cork, Monaghan and Galway, or they can go to their local enterprise office from today.
So it's called AI Works.
AI Works for Ireland.
Works for Ireland. Vanessa, thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks so much,
Joe. Vanessa Hartley, the boss of Google here in Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.